Americans have adopted irrational approaches because there is the safety center. It's like the fire department. The Americans have even imposed sanctions on this center or a company that is manufacturing radio medicine. They have also been facing sanctions. And we are a manufacturer, a producer, and we do not need others. And we can even export these products, and these sanctions cannot affect us. But it is sending a message indicating that an enemy that announces that it's after the enemy claims that it's not after imposing pressure on the people, and you see, but despite such a claim, our enemy is imposing sanctions on a company that is producing radio medicine, and you just saw the enrichment sector, and we are going to have other good news in the future. And this is a message for the other party that there is the capacity to further increase the number of the existing number of centrifuges with respect to the practical steps that can be taken by our scientists and experts. So, in the near future, we will just go beyond 300 kilos in the near future. So, if they want these restrictions to be maintained, they have to, the European countries must take up the necessary actions. We do have good cooperation with Russia and China. The Europeans have announced that they oppose these sanctions. They say that they are in agreement with the nuclear deal, and they're saying that they are making efforts in order to just lift the sanctions, to eliminate the sanctions. But practically speaking, the Islamic Republic of Iran must benefit from their actions in a practical way, and we have 15 to 20 minutes. I want to allocate this time to take some questions from the journalists. And since you are fast, and it's the blessed month of Ramadan, and you didn't have time to rest, and it was a very intensive schedule, I'm sure you are quite tired, so I will take a few questions. Please introduce yourself and also ask your question.
Well, that's Iran's spokesman of the Atomic Energy Organization, Mr. Kamal Vandi, who was speaking about what Iran is doing in the field of that organization activity, said that we're acting within the Iran nuclear deal or the JCPOA, that we have long-term fuel production projects for power plants, and the greatest strides have been taken in that connection. Said we already produce a fuel for a reactor, but producing fuel for power plants requires a much higher technology. He said we'll be among a few countries in the world with the capability of producing fuel for power plants. And that the country has a power plant that produces 1,000 megawatts of electricity from nuclear power plants, but we aim to increase it to 20,000 megawatts.